Good evening. Let's start off with a prayer. Father, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for this school. We thank you for Apostle and all the instructors you've given us. Thank you for all the students enrolled here and online. Let them be blessed. That this year start off with a bang. Let it be blessed from the top on to the end. We thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, welcome to Evan Christian Word Training Center. Amen. Come on, give yourselves a round of applause. I think one of the best things you've done is sign up for this school. I know I'm going to go through a few things in the handbook. I'm Montrell Thompson. I'm pinch hitting for our Dean Leroy Thompson Jr. But I want to go through a few things in the handbook. But I believe it's very wise that you signed up for this school. So wisdom would say follow through and finish. I graduated year 2000. Whew, long time ago, huh? Yeah, I went my junior and senior year of high school. I actually doubled up and went 2 years. It was a little different when we did it. We were going on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturday mornings. Amen. So y'all got it a little easier. But it's been a blessing. And one thing about going to school is even though I graduated then, you never really graduate. That's why I always tell people to join the Alumni Association because we're learning more and more. You never learn everything about God. So every year is something new. I mean, even as an instructor, I'm learning while I'm instructing. Amen. So I believe it'll be a blessing. Let me read this word from the president. Welcome. You have your handbooks? Everybody have handbooks? Anybody does not have a handbook? Everybody, she doesn't have a handbook of somebody's here to help me. My help coming from the Lord. All right, let's read this. Welcome to Evan Christian Word Training Center. I'm excited about the training center. Several years ago, God placed a vision in my heart, and part of that vision was to open a training center for those men and women who are called into the fivefold ministry and laymen who are ready to receive more of the knowledge of God. My desire is to send out giants into the land of the Lord for the Lord, empowering them to live the glorious, victorious, powerful, Bible-believing life that God intended for us to live. This school is built upon the principles of the Word of God. I believe in a ministry of excellence. Since we expect excellence from God, we should also be willing to expect that same excellence from ourselves. Your success in ministry will depend upon how well you observe, listen, and learn. You must be willing to change, submit, and commit yourself to the things of God. Here are some helpful tips to help you during the journey at EIWTC. Be willing to allow God to use men and women of God to do some of the molding and shaping in your lives. The key word here is submission. Everybody say submission. Many times we have problems with submission because we think we know things already. And if you think you know already, you'll never learn anything you're supposed to know. Amen? Be willing to let God shape and mold you for some things more than what you already know about. Be led by the Holy Spirit and not by your personal feelings. Be willing to let God have his way with you. Be willing to let God prepare you for his service. And let me give you a quick thing. This is real school. I know sometimes we go to ministry school, we think it's church school. Or we think it's something that we can kind of bypass, or we're gonna flow in the air. No, it's real school, line upon line. We're going to make sure that you pay attention, that you learn the things you just need to learn, that you have everything you have when you finish this school. You're not going to leave out of EIWTC with no craziness. So you acting a fool after you left school, that's going to be on your own. There ain't going to be nothing we taught you. Amen? If you're willing to do these things, you have the right attitude to begin this school semester. I believe this is a basic training center for men and women of God who want to prove out his faithful service of God. To get the most out of this school, you must commit yourselves to discipline, correction, and instruction. I'm going to say it again. Discipline, correction, and instruction. Say it with me. Discipline, correction, and instruction. Excellence in ministry, whatever price it takes, pay it. The dividends are out of this world. Have a great year together. Let's determine to press into the things of God and get the most out of every learning experience that is presented. Amen. Apostle Leroy Thompson, Sr. One of the things, and I'll stress it again, is excellence. From the time I've known apostles, I've been born and here this ministry has always been excellence. Never shortcutting, never doing anything that's kind of foggy. Everything has been straight up in line up on line, precept upon precept. Amen. And that's what you'll learn here. So turn to the next page. We'll go over the calendar of events. I won't read the whole handbook, but there's a few special things you need to know. The school year is August 27th, 2018 through May 2nd, 2019. Orientation is tonight, of course. Here's a change. The first day of classes, make this mark, the first day of classes is Monday, September 10th, 2018. It was the 5th, but we had a date change. So I just want to make sure you mark that down. Don't show up here on the 5th. We will not be here to teach you. You have a blank ride, and you're going to have to ride all the way home. So make sure first day class, Monday, September 10th, 2018. And you can see all the final days of classes and the holiday observances. Y'all make sure y'all put all this stuff in your calendars, because we will not be here. I will not be here on November 19th through 21st. I will not be here December 24th to January 7th. We will not be here. Your exam schedule, your school year consists of two semesters, spring and fall. Each semester has three exams, two regular exams, and one final. Students are given a 7-day period to take all of their exams. Classes are not, you see that part underlined? Do y'all see it? Amen. Come on. Classes are not held during exam week, so don't come here saying where we take the test at. You take the test on your computer at your house, or at the library, or wherever you're going to take it at, it's on the computer. So the next part, it says all exams are taken online and open on the Monday of exam week at 6 p.m. and close the following Monday at 11:59. 11:59, the following Monday at 11:59. Students return to class on the Monday that exams are due. So now we got this stuff clear. You got a whole week to take your exam, so it's up to you to make sure you schedule it. Do not call or email us saying, well, you had a whole week. Ain't nobody got that much going on in a whole week where you can't schedule to sit down and take those classes, amen? So make sure you have a week to do so. When we took our exams, we had to come to class and take them. Yeah, you had to come in class, sit down, and take them right there. Just figure it out. Put a little clipboard and figure it out. Wasn't no online. So it's a blessing to be able to do it. It's a little bit more convenient as well, but make sure you make the time to do it. The next page, you'll see your class schedules. That's pretty mandatory. It's pretty self-explanatory there. So these will be your classes. Of course, you know now we changed because we have Training the Word on Tuesday nights now. So because of that, we'll be going on Monday night and Wednesday night. So make sure you make observance of that. Turn to the next page for your financial information. The total tuition per school year is $715. For online, if you're watching online, it's $850. The initial registration fee, which I think most of you have already done, is $170. That includes book and the September tuition. There's 7-monthly installments, $80 due each month, October through March, and final payment of $65 due in April, due by the 15th of each month. Student tuition, I need you to pay attention to this part. Student tuition payments are handled through Smart Tuition. All right, Smart Tuition is a program we use to collect the tuition and the fees. Now, I'm going to put this down. I need you to understand this, so don't call the office asking for this. If you are late, Smart Tuition will charge you a $40 late fee. Smart Tuition is a company separate from here at Ever Increasing Word. Okay, so don't call us asking for your $40 back, because that's them people. Amen. So now make sure you put your schedule on. Make sure you pay your tuition on time, because they will charge you a $40 fee. I just want to stress that so we have no phone calls this year. They will charge you a $40 fee, and it's non-refundable. It'll be going to Smart Tuition, and it is non-refundable. All information on how to enroll with Smart Tuition will be emailed to you upon enrollment. Also, when you leave here, you'll be going into the foyer to take your pictures for this year, but also they have some information in the foyer about how to enroll into Smart Tuition. Next page is our academic information. You see your grading scale. It tells you when your report cards are. Most of the things are in your portal. Your first year student, once you finish this first year and you have the grades that you need, you'll get a certificate of completion. Diplomas will be given to the second year students once completed the whole semester. Next page, student policies. We have conduct, establishments worthy of standards is necessary for a believer. Thus, Christian character is a vital concern of this training, since we believe it's the responsibility of all students engaged in training to live an exemplary life. It is expected that students will avoid practices and forms of entertainment which would be detrimental to personal growth in the Christian life. Cheating, I don't have to read the cheating part. I can't hear you. And I wrote down with a highlighter right here, every joint don't supply here. So that means we working together. We were both taking our exam together. Well, he was trying to help a brother out in the Lord. We was joining it. How could two walk together except they agree to that? That scripture don't apply right there. All right, that's on your own. Everybody say on my own. Come on, say it again. On my own. I got to take my exams on my own. Let's say it again. I got to take my exams on my own. Don't try to throw no scriptures at me. We still at school. Every joint supply. Quizzes are posted. Next page. Quizzes are posted after each class. Online student to measure online students' attendance. So in campus students, they are not required, but if you read further down, and I'll explain this without even reading it, I suggest you take the quizzes. They're not very long. Where are my second year students at? Second year students? So they can explain to you. They are not very long. First year, if you ever have any questions, you can also ask some of the second year students. They're not long at all. For instance, my quizzes are my exact exam. You'll be taking a few quizzes, and all those questions together will be the exact exam. I'm going to say it again, the exact exam. Do not fail my class. I asked one question one of my class one time, what's my first name? And somebody said, Leroy Jr. with Darnell. And they got it wrong, ended up failing the exam. So listen, I make it easy. All right, and most of the classes are easy. If you follow through, take the quizzes. Even though it's not mandatory for you to do on campus, make sure you take the quizzes. It'll make life easy for you. Those of you watching online, you got to take the quizzes because that's the only way that we know that you're attending class. Three, you see the next paragraph. Three exams we give in each semester determine your grade for the course. The penalty for missing any of your exams without an excused absence is a loss of a full letter grade. So that means even if you retake it and you get 100 on it, you're still going to get a B. Now, got it? If you miss the makeup period, a score of 0 will be recorded for that exams. Exam formats may differ from instructor to instructor. Most exams will have time limits to complete the work. I want to stress again that this is not charity school. Okay, this is an actual real school, so we take it very serious. We take your exams and everything that's serious. So don't try to use the grace and mercy of God on us. God gave us a second chance. You should give us a second chance. No, you better get your exam right when you're supposed to get it right. If not, you can always enroll again next year. Amen. Attendance policy. Go down to the absences. Attendance is required in all classes, clearly. We do not expect you to be absent. Absence, in order for your absence to be excused, you must, one, have a valid reason as outlined below with the necessary proof, and two, make up your work online by completing the attendance quiz before it closes and submitting your answers online by using the quiz link. The absentee procedure is located on your home page of your portal. Each of you have a portal that you can go online with Haiku, and on that portal, all that information is on there to show you how to do your absentee procedure. Classroom policy, a rule of different for ministry. You have to answer to God as well as man. Please be advised that you are a student and not the instructor. You are a student and not the, you are a student and not the instructor. So no student will be permitted to dominate any of the classes with statements or opinions. I know you know some things, but you are a, I can't hear you. You are a student, not the instructor. If a instructor allows you to ask questions or things of that nature, then they'll decide to do that on their own. But even right here, it says, any questions arise, write them down, inquire after class has been dismissed. Your instructor will be glad to reply to any questions. If you know anything about our instructors, all our instructors are pretty edgy because we learn from an edgy man, and we call him apostle. So we're just not going to be playing no craziness in the class. No recorders of any type will be allowed in school classes. You will have access to both video and MP3 downloads from the school site. So everything you need will be there. If you need an MP3 for a class, it'll be there. If you need to watch a video from a class, it'll be there. We make it real simple. Tardiness class will start promptly at a scheduled time. If you're not seated in the classroom at the time the class started, you're considered tardy. Please make every effort to be in class on time. Excessive tardiness will result in a meeting with the dean and possible disciplinary action. We understand that you come from different places and we come in the evening. It's almost like night school. We come in from work and different things of that nature. But don't abuse that. We're not very, very, very over the top, beat you over the head, marking your tardy all the time. But please don't abuse it. The thing we read in the beginning was excellence. So one of the things that we are stressing, I think time and being timely is one of the things that kind of trains you for what you need to grow to. If you can't be on time, how you gonna know what to do when the opportunity shows up? And so it's a thing that we're stressing. We understand that we're coming from different places and different forms of life. So we understand it, but please don't abuse that. Make sure that you can do everything you can do to be on time. Even being on time helps out with the other students. Because sometimes I know in class you're teaching and you might get in, I'll be instructed, I'm teaching, other students are listening. And you know how we do in church. As soon as somebody walk in, everybody do like that. Look and see who's walking in. So just help your fellow students out. Dress code. I'm going to go over this whole dress code. Yes, sir. EIWTC seeks to provide an atmosphere conducive to reverent study and to the development of strong Christian character. Because it is our desire that all of our students be dressed in modesty and in good taste, the following dress code applies at all times when attending classes. Ladies, proper dress attire includes dresses, skirts, sweaters, blouses, along with appropriate undergarments. Pantsuits that are actual suits are allowed. Improper dress attire includes excessive low revealing fitted clothing, jeans, shorts, excessive slit skirts, and mini skirts. Y'all know what all that is, right? Thong, sandal, shoes are not permitted. Men, proper dress attire is dress pants, dress shirts, coat, and tie. Just because you have a dress shirt on don't mean you got proper attire on. You need a tie. Beards and mustaches are acceptable. They must be kept clean and groomed. Name badges ought to be worn at all times during school hours. If a student comes to school without a badge, a temporary badge must be obtained at the administration office for $5. Next page, computer literacy. While enrolled in Ever Increasing Word Training Center, you would be expected to have a medium to high level of computer literacy. You'll be responsible for watching all tutorial videos available to learn how to be familiar with the system, and you will be responsible for making sure that your computer software is up to date to access all archived classes, exams, and quizzes. I want you to check into that. If you have, you say, I might have some computer issues, I don't know how to use them too well, you might have a nephew or a cousin or somebody that can help you out with it, look into that right now. You'd be surprised how many questions we get every year just because somebody didn't have their volume on. Just got the little button, just click the little X, and then the volume comes on. And they call and panic. So I want you to be computer literate, amen? Technical support, their tutorial videos are available. Y'all see that part at the top? Do y'all see it on page 20? Tutorial videos are available. So before you call anybody and say that we did something wrong and something ain't working on our end, check out the tutorial videos to see if it's something that you can fix. Email communication, I'm stressing to you and I'll stress it again, make sure you check your emails. Emails will be the way we communicate. We won't be calling you on the phone. We have a text thing that we'll do as a group text, and I'll be able to sign you up for that. But emails are everything. Even how you're talking to your instructors will be through email. There's a way you can contact them through the portal or email them, and the contact will be right there. Just make it real easy, but you have to check whatever email you have written down. Schedule exception due to scheduling conflict and traveling. EIWTC class may be arranged as necessary on occasion to fit the instructor's schedule. Students will always be notified in advance. In addition, various Word Life Christian Center conferences will be utilized in the school as learning opportunities. Please note the following schedule exceptions. November 5th through 9th, 2018 is Prosperity Revival. Attendance is only mandatory for night services only. LTMA Importation Conference, January 2019, dates to be determined. Attendance is mandatory for night services only. You will be notified if there are any other mandatory meetings. Attendance for online students does not mean physical attendance. You will receive links to watch and may be quizzed on these services. The EIWTC administration reserves the right at any time to change any course or classwork. Next page, Haiku Learning. This will be what we call your portal. In there will be all your class videos, your class MP3s, where you'll take your quizzes and where you'll be able to contact your instructors. Right a little further down, right under the bolded words, it says students will be given a username, initial password of change me. Upon your first login, you'll be prompted to change your password. Some of you have been emailed that already. If not, it will be emailed to you. General questions, who to contact? General questions or absences, you can contact Deirdre at EIWM.org or to call the office 473-225-473-8874. To talk to somebody there. Tuition, smart tuition is on them. Remember, if you pay late for smart tuition, what's going to happen? If you pay late, what's going to happen? Is it refundable? Can you call us and ask for that $40 back? Why? Because we don't have it. Okay, we ain't got no control over that one. Class-related information, each instructor can be contacted through the portal. All right, I think that's the end of it. I got a couple closing notes. We are receiving books Normally you get your books tonight, but we're still receiving books. A lot of our books are coming international. So you got customs and things like that. So sometimes it takes a little while once we order them. But they will be here in the next week or so. So hopefully they'll be here before you start class. If not, we'll be prepared to give you whatever you need for those first few classes. Once again, make sure you are enrolled in Smart Tuition. The instructions on how to do so will be in the front foyer and the home page of your portal. Log into your portal and stress the importance. You told me stress the importance of checking your emails. So make sure you check your emails consistently. Don't check your emails every other day. Don't check your emails on the day of school. Check them consistently. Sometimes that's how our communication goes out too. When we change schedules, we send it out on everything. We try to send it out by email. We try to post it online so you can see it. We have a text thing I'm going to read to you in a second. But we're trying to get the information, but you need to check your emails on a regular. The alumni, if you're here for alumni, the alumni can sign up in the front foyer right after. And also you'll be going in the foyer to take pictures for your picture IDs. It's real easy. If you want to sign up for the group text, you can take your phone out and just text the word, text the letters EIWTC. It's real simple. EIWTC to the number 41411. I suggest you do this because it becomes the easiest way to get communication. Class may be canceled on the day of. You know, I've seen that happen before, or something happens that day where class canceled on the day of. You get that text right quick and say, hey, no class tonight. I know you're going to be like, hallelujah, sometimes we get a break, but you get no class that night. So make sure you sign up for that. So on your phone, just take it and text it. Text the word EIWTC to 41411. Amen. Okay, that's the end of orientation. Father, we thank you for this moment. We bless you right now. We thank you for the opportunity to be a part of a school such as this. We thank you that our minds be open and be changed, and we are ready for you to mold us the way you want to mold us. We thank you so much for who you are in us. In Jesus' name, amen. You can report to the foyers. They'll be ready to take your pictures, and there'll be some people up there. If y'all have any questions, they'll be able to answer them for you. God bless you, and I'll see you on the 10th. Amen.